Another stormy Friday night. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Part of a theater roof has collapsed in Belvedere, Illinois during a suspected tornado. There were people in the theater at the time for a concert. One person is dead. This witness says it appears that many have been injured.
Did have people out on stretchers in front of the Apollo Theater. It looked like they were trying to get ambulance access and EMTs to that.
There were winds in excess of 80 miles an hour in the area at the time. Belvedere is about 70 miles northwest of Chicago outside Rockford, Illinois. Tornado watches stretch from central Louisiana to northern Indiana. Earlier, a tornado struck Little Rock, Arkansas.
Overturned vehicles, heavy damage to residential and businesses in that community, along with downed trees, downed power lines, ruptured gas lines.
Little Rock's Fire Chief Delphon Hubbard, at least three deaths in Arkansas are reported from the storm. President Biden visited one of the areas in Mississippi devastated by a tornado a week ago tonight.
President Biden and the First Lady surveyed hundreds of homes and businesses flattened in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, after a tornado ripped through the area last week, killing at least 21 people. The first family bringing with them a message.
This community is going to be rebuilt and built back better than it was before.
Biden announced the federal government will cover all emergency costs over the next 30 days, from cleanup to overtime for first responders.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich traveling with the president. Former President Trump has agreed to appear in a New York City courtroom next Tuesday to be arraigned on charges handed down by a grand jury Thursday. The indictment remains under seal, but the AP quotes two unnamed sources as saying it includes at least one felony count of falsifying business records. Wall Street higher Friday. The Dow gained 415 points, NASDAQ up 208, the S&P 500 added 58 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The first conviction has been recorded from the fatal 2021 movie set shooting in New Mexico.
The first assistant director on the movie Rust, David Halls, pleads no contest to a misdemeanor charge of negligent use of a deadly weapon in the shooting death of cinematographer Halina Hutchins. Halls is the first person to be held accountable. He will not serve jail time, but will serve 6 months of unsupervised probation. He is also expected to testify at a preliminary hearing in May, in which prosecutors are pursuing involuntary manslaughter charges against actor and Rust producer Alec Baldwin and armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed. As first AD, Halls is also the film's safety coordinator. Halls said he did not hand the gun to Baldwin. He said Gutierrez-Reed did. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A woman pulled alive from the rubble of a Pennsylvania chocolate factory after last week's explosion says she and other workers complained about a gas odor 30 minutes before the blast that killed seven. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman in an email says he's been released from the hospital after weeks of treatment for depression.
He said he will return to D.C. April 17th when the Senate is back from its break. Fetterman experienced a stroke while campaigning last year, and he also experienced auditory processing issues afterward, though he won the November midterm race. But in mid-February, he was admitted to Walter Reed Medical Center's neuropsychiatry unit. His doctor said in a discharge briefing that Fetterman's blood pressure was low. They saw no new signs of stroke, but adjusted his medication as he also went on medication for depression. And due to the auditory processing issues, he was also given hearing aids. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
In college basketball, the championship matchup is set for the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament. Iowa defeating previously unbeaten South Carolina 77-73. In a Final Four matchup earlier, LSU beat top-seeded Virginia Tech 79-72 in the other semifinal. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.